Agenda setting conversations of the day.
5 minutes now to 8. A group of civil society organizations say they're considering going to court because of the way Parliament, and I suppose the Home Affairs Department, is dealing with the Electoral Amendment Bill. The bill's supposed to allow independent candidates to be elected into Parliament without having to go through a political party. One of the major issues is that there were two reports from a ministerial advisory committee, Parliament's adopting the minority report, which is supported by fewer members of that committee. Letlochonolo Lechele is an electoral systems researcher at My Vote Counts. Letlochonolo, good morning and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
What's wrong with what Parliament is currently proposing?
The bill will not stand the constitutionality test simply because of the content of the bill and how independent candidates are included. So really, they do not stand a fair chance in terms of contesting against political parties, the calculation of seats, and how the system actually works. It's really not fair for independent candidates, so it's really not going to work in their favor, essentially. And as well as the public participation process, you said in your intro that there were two recommendations on the table. As well as in the public participation, people did really speak in favor of the second report, which is the majority report. And then, however, Parliament still ignored this and went with the minority report.
There's so many different problems. One of them is that you'd have sort of leftover votes. In other words, one person runs and gets, say, 5% of the votes. They would normally only get one seat, but now they're supposed to have 20 seats. How you manage with that? Has that been dealt with properly?
I think that's your question, Steven.
So, in essence, what you're trying to do is to marry a system of proportional representation with individuals. And I think that's really at the root of all of these problems. Is it really possible to do those things, to have a proportional representation system with individuals?
I absolutely agree with you, because with the minority report, essentially having the same system that we have, the existing system, which is the PR, and simply inserting independent candidates there just to contest. So in the same constituency and the same format. So it's really impossible. With the majority report, it was opting for a whole change, which is a constituency-based system. So this would be better in the sense that half of the seats would be PR and half of the seats would be sort of constituency-based. This is better because it exists in local government, so it was just going to be a replica of what we have. And it also exists in other countries, so really there is, you know, sort of precedent in how it's working. But now, with how Parliament is going about, we have this minority report where you simply insert independent candidates. So it's becoming a pain simply because they really don't know how to do it. We've got votes that have been wasted. We really don't know what happens to an independent candidate should they die. So it's really not working out fairly and equally for independent candidates.
Letlochonolo, in my view, so in my personal view now, it seems to me that Parliament is currently run by political parties. They all have an interest in keeping individual candidates out of the system. They're only going through this process because the Constitutional Court told them they must. So it seems to me it is likely that political parties will try to limit what individuals can do as much as they possibly can. And I must just tell you that I did put this to an ANC MP on the committee looking at this. He denied it. Do you think political parties are doing this deliberately? They're dragging their feet.
I mean, there have been some instances that people really are saying this because, I mean, we're actually even running out of time. Remember, this process already has been extended and nothing is really happening. But the issue now is that in the Concord judgment, there were certain, you know, restrictions that whatever the system that we come up with, it should result in proportionality and independent candidates should be able to contest freely. And that's where we are. This is not happening. So I think this is an open opportunity for us to use, you know, that clause to make sure that independent candidates are able to contest freely, simply because that's what was said in the Concord judgment and that's really what's required by our constitution.
Do you think it's actually going to happen in time for the elections in 2024?
That's the problem, because now we're still dealing with a few issues of the cooling period, where what happens when an independent belongs to a party and now they want to contest, how long should they wait? We're still dealing with such issues, and the system might just not be ready, and hence we say there might be litigation if, you know, these issues are not sorted, because they pose a danger to the 2024 election. So we really need to decide what happens constitutionally with this bill.
Letlokonolo Lechele, thank you, electoral systems researcher at My Vote Counts. Do appreciate it. A lot more to come in the next little while on SAFM. We'll be talking about organ donations. We'll talk about artificial intelligence. We have a mediated conversation for you on climate change as well. You with SAFM leading the conversation, 8 o'clock.